Receiving Your Life, From Insecurity to Grateful Embodiment in Topic 2, we move into a very important layer of male formation. If a man does not know how to receive himself as a creation of God, he will keep looking for women to tell him he is okay. Many men do not say that out loud, but they live that way. They feel better about themselves when women notice them. They feel more alive when admired. They feel more masculine when desired. But when attention fades, they sink. When a woman seems unimpressed, they shrink. When another man gets noticed, they compare. Underneath all of that is a man who has not yet learned to receive his own life from God. That phrase matters. Receive your life. You did not create yourself. You did not assign yourself your body, your voice, your face, your temperament, your story, your limitations, your strengths, or your calling. These are parts of the life God has given you. Some parts of your story may need healing. Some habits may need discipline. Some insecurities may need repentance. But the starting place is not self-hatred. The starting place is grateful embodiment before God. Psalm 139:14 says, "I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." That is not vanity. That is worship. A man can thank God for his created life without becoming self-absorbed. In fact, many men remain insecure because they have never learned godly gratitude for their own existence. An organic Christian man learns to say, in effect, "I am a creature of God. I do not need to become someone else to be worthy of dignity. I do not need female attention to prove that I matter. I can grow, repent, strengthen, mature, and become more disciplined, but I do not have to despise myself while I grow." This also connects to embodiment. Some men live awkwardly in their bodies. They are disconnected from their physical presence. They feel clumsy, embarrassed, too thin, too heavy, too short, too plain, too intense, too quiet, too old, too inexperienced, too something. And because they have not received themselves before God, they become vulnerable to female validation hunger. If a woman seems impressed, they feel temporarily relieved. If she is not, they feel exposed. But confidence does not grow that way. Confidence grows when a man stops treating himself like a failed project and begins receiving himself as a man under God's care and discipline. That does not mean passivity. Receiving your life is not an excuse for laziness. It does not mean ignore your health, avoid growth, or refuse responsibility. It means you begin from creaturely gratitude, not from self-contempt. Then growth becomes cleaner. Discipline becomes more honest. Strength becomes less performative. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In Christ, a man is not trapped by insecurity, shame, or old patterns forever. He can become new. But that newness does not begin with pretending. It begins with bringing your real life to Christ. Here are some practical ways this looks. You stop exaggerating your flaws in your own mind. You stop measuring your worth by women's reactions. You begin caring for your body as part of discipleship. You practice standing, speaking, and serving without apology for existing. You thank God for the life you have been given, even as you ask Him to refine it. A man who receives his life from God becomes steadier around women because he is no longer begging them, silently or openly, to tell him he matters. What not to do, do not build your identity on whether women admire you. Do not turn self-hatred into false humility. Do not despise your body, your voice, or your created life. Do not wait for female approval before acting like a man with dignity. Do not confuse insecurity with depth or shame with holiness. A confident, organic man does not need women to inflate him, and he does not need to dominate them either.